We come close. Start cuddling. What are we doing? We look like long lost brothers.
Yeah, we
come together.
Wow, you guys do actually.
Yeah, look at us. Yeah,
it's like a really... Marx Brothers, like.
It's like I'm trying to learn clowning from my dad. He's like, let me teach you about the family business, son. And he's like, I just want to make you proud, Dad. It's like, we're silly comics, not angry, goddammit.
Are we started?
Yeah, we're going. This is the main app.
Because I'm more like Luigi's dad. Look at the eyebrows.
Oh, you take offense?
I was telling Maddie, I'm like, I have an age thing going on now. Like, I'm starting to hit an age where I'm like, am I?
Oh, you don't want to be like, I'm not your dad, I'm one of your kids.
Yeah, but I'm not. But I want to be.
But age is fun. Spiritually, this is a middle-aged podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't want to say I'm middle-aged. But I don't want to admit that.
Well, you're reborn.
I can't wait to be middle-aged. Because I've been, again, spiritually middle-aged for so long.
My back hurts.
If you see what I do on the internet, which is Russian for internet, you see that I don't... Like, I'm dancing around, I'm physical,
But you're fun.
I'm fun, but I don't appear to be older.
But what's wrong with... You could be fun and old. You don't have to be a miserable curmudgeon.
Yeah.
But I'm not old, and I'm not I can be a curmudgeon.
You're dancing on the internet. That's very anti-curmudgeon activity.
It's very Gen Z.
Yeah, you're dancing on the internet. You're bringing joy. I've been the opposite. I've been young and miserable. So maybe we'll meet up.
How old are you?
I'm 28 now.
It's very old. Yeah.
He's like, your life's over. He's like, you should just kill yourself, dude. Yeah, you're like, 28? 28, you still haven't made it? 28, still a day job? My God.
Yeah.
Why don't you hang it up?
What's your day job?
I do, like, data entry for this company that sells booze.
Wow.
Exciting stuff.
Who books that?
Yeah. Can I send a clip? Yeah. And actually the guy who hired me did see my quip online. He's like, it's pretty funny stuff. And then he was like, oh, but like my problem is if I hire you, like, what are you gonna be in LA in the next year? But that was not a problem we had to worry about.
That's like, kind of wild that you got hired off of stand up.
It helped, actually.
That's so sick.
Yeah, a clip that's yeah, I think I did a joke about anal in there and everything. It was drinking and driving as well.
Speaking of data,
it was a pro drinking and driving joke. Yeah, data entry. That's what it was. He's like, the way you connect those two things. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Dude.
It was actually like a giant warning, like, don't hire this guy. Threw every red flag in the book. And he's like, cool vibe. Do you want to work at my startup?
I had some nightmare day jobs when I was...
I've had some nightmare ones before this one, too.
Mm. I sold vending machines that carried medical supplies.
What the hell?
Oh, dude. This is,
who buys those?
Oh, yeah. Over the phone. Over the phone.
Is that we're good?
What's up?
Hold up. Hello, hello? Why is nothing coming through this mic?
Okay.
That's fine.
I think it's... Ooh, what a difference.
Yeah, it's a lot quieter. You know when you do a show and the air conditioning turns off and you're like, oh, I was bombing.
Yeah.
You're like, it was really, there was kind of like.
Hearing the air conditioner is truly a haunting feel when you're just eating a full dick in display and you just hear the machinery of the room. Like stuff you would never hear if you're having a conversation in a restaurant.
Oh, I love the ice being, the ice.
You can almost, I love when you can almost hear audibly the regret in people's minds as you're bombing. Like you can hear them going, fuck, I thought this was going to save my marriage. You know, this was a date night.
You hear them whisper, his dream is wrong.
Yeah. Like, this is your thing? Why would you even attempt to do this? God.
Oh, wait, let me tell you about the medical vending. Okay, so this is the nightmare day. So this is...
What's it full of insulin?
No. It's you know, like when you buy, let's say Advil, Aquacetzer, Bare, Motrin, Midol, Mylanta, Ginseng, Condom, Sweet Breath, Sun Energy, that sort of thing. Your customer pays a dollar. You're paying 25 cents. That's 75 cent profit for one sale. But let's say you do 10 sales at $7.50 a day times, let's say 10 days, that's 75. By the end of this conversation, you're a multimillionaire. All it cost you is like 20 grand to get one of these machines in a prime location. Hold on. I got another call. Hello? Your location's about to go. Do you want this? Gut check. You in or you out? So we're over the internet. They're putting out like ads in these weird papers and they're calling in and everyone has a fake name and I can't figure out why. And they tell me, they're like, don't use your real name. I'm like, why not? They're like, just trust me. And a few months into it, you're like, wait a minute, you're selling machines, but like people are coming back and they're angry. I mean,
All telemarketing is very much scam behavior.
So
I also had a telemarketing job for a bit.
So like the first, I got my friend, I don't know if you know Joey Gay. He's been around forever. Joey Gay, a job there. And in the first moment he
Joey Gay sounds like a very like, it sounds like a bully version of like John Doe. You know, Joey Gay.
Tough. Yeah.
You know, Johnny McSuck's dick over there.
Yeah, no, he's a tough.
Versus the state of California.
Right. Yeah, versus the state. So he walks in.
In the case of stop calling me that.
I don't know why my dad named me that, but I'd like
Yeah.
Mr. McDix, please calm down.
Yeah.
Please reframe.
Yeah.
Order in the court.
Mr. Order Swallow in the court. Everyone's laughing. Yeah. Throwing spitballs at him. Order in the court.
No, order in the court. Stop throwing dildos. Mr. Swallow's cum. Please.
Get the Swallow's cum. Mr. Takes it in the ass. Can I continue? Yes.
Yeah.
So he walks into his office and he goes, listen to this one. Don't listen to that one. And then he lifts up a magazine. Does a huge rail of coke, but he goes, don't listen to me, I'm high. Now get out there and sell.
That was your boss?
That was the boss.
That is insane and hilarious.
Yeah, he was the closer. So if you got them, they're about to do it. He goes, oh, let me put you on my manager to set you up. And he'd be like, and then you hear if he's going to do the sales, I'm going to come to town next week and get you the best steak dinner you ever heard in your life. And part of you just die. You're like, when you hear that steak dinner, you're like, someone just lost a lot of money. So
also the fact that you're like, here's the closer, this guy high on coke. I'll buy you meat.
Yeah, so he's
the
manager.
I'll buy you some meat. I love you.
For medical vending.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
which
the owner.
I still don't understand. So it's like a vial of insulin and then it drops.
Not that, like insulin, like so headache medicine or like a condom.
Okay.
Yeah, like Advil, Alka-Seltzer, Bare Motrin, Midol, the condom, Sweet Breath, Sun Energy, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So when, the owner, every time he lied, his arm twitched and he's. He comes, with plenty of leads, and his arm would twitch. He's like, "Oh, these guys are really happy," and his arm would be look like a bird flying. And there was like one guy who like was a former preacher who was missing his two front teeth. Oh, he's like, "Harold," and he would talk like this, and he would say, "You're gonna love me, you're gonna." And then there was a guy who was Jamaican who, when he started to get a hot one, he would hop on his desk and he goes, "You got to beg, borrow, and steal, and you got to find the money and shake the trees, boy." And we were like, and then there was Then there was a guy who looked like it was like an insane asylum. Anyways, after a few months, I realized it was a scam. I went away. I never came back. But I had a kind of a friendly person there, and I happened to be in the by the Empire State Building. I'm like, I'll go say hi. I walk in, and there are guys in suits going through all of the desks trying to. They were the feds. They got raided by the feds. Those guys are in jail. And they're like, did you work here? And I was like, and I panicked and went, nope, I was sleeping with the secretary. Have a good day. And I left.
Oh, that's the only time you're trying to save yourself by saying you were sleeping with the secretary.
I mean, I didn't know what to say.
The only time that he was like, no, me, I've just been fucking the secretary. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, yeah. About your business. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was not sleeping with the secretary.
No. Did they even have a secretary?
They had a secretary.
It doesn't seem like a secretary space.
This was a nuts job. Yeah. It was crazy.
Tell the mole people I'm coming.
Yeah.
Coked up manager. Secretary, can you do something about these shadow people? They're all over the goddamn place. Yeah. What do I pay you for? The shadow people keep pushing over my coffee.
Like, madam, Lucy, I told you if I have bugs under my skin by tomorrow, you're fired.
Yeah. I love the 50s one. Yeah, so I relate
Lucy, can you find my eyelids, please? I haven't seen them in 3 days.
This is my eyelids.
Go on, woman.
Lucy, call my wife and tell her she's been dead for 30 years. Lucy's a broom.
Wait a minute, this is Lucy right here. She's a microphone. She's not working very well. Get back to work, you whore.
Lucy, would you mind telling me whether there's still copper wiring in these walls?
And
Lucy, stop writing down everything I say. Actually doing her job.
Who the hell are you working for? Me, goddammit, it's an inside job.
It all leads back to, goddammit, me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's fucking crazy. That's
all yeah. telemarketing places have such an air of illegality and a brokenness.
Yeah. I mean, they used to be really, it used to be really bad. Like, the people used to get so, like, all you get now is, like, car warranty scams. I don't know if they're still doing that.
Oh, they're hitting
I get spam risk calls all the time, and I just ignore them. Because it'll say spam risk.
Yeah.
I used to get car warranty all the time. And then the greatest thing is also be like, you've been approved for a $50,000 loan. I'm like, I have like a $200 credit limit. Like, I know that. How dumb do you think I am? Like, no, we're going to give you all the money, actually.
I usually mess with them back, but they're too quick to hang up. They're not fun.
No, like, I think because they're working in Cambodia and there's a gun in the back of their head. This is like a person whose like family's being held hostage.
You're not even
they're
like, with me?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a car. It's a Ferrari. What about this car warranty? Click. You know what I mean? Like they know.
They don't fuck around anymore. I had to do a thing where I got a telemarketing job where we were selling. They're like, you got a mail. You would just straight up lie to them, tell them they got a mailer. They never got a mailer. Saying that they could switch their credit card processing and save them money. And I just had, the whole orientation was memorizing a script. And I did it for like 8 hours, like just looking at the script. So I memorized it. And when I could say it from memory, they're like, get him on the phones. Like, who is this man? They're like, no one here can remember anything. I remember I just sort of mumbled the script. The person's like, yeah, I'll sign up for it. And they're like, I got a sale, and they had to like yell your name. They're like, Kenyon got a sale. And I remember outside there was like a grown man choking cigarettes. He's like, I haven't gotten a sale in 2 weeks, man. You got one right off the gate. I think I'm about to get fired here. And I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
This is in Chicago?
This was in Chicago.
Was this before or after the saddest job ever?
This was before the saddest job. I only lasted 4 days there because it was just, you had to stand up for the last hour of the day, and they called a power hour.
What?
Dude, to deliver your leads. You got like, it
the way
crazy.
That adults are treated, like when I see an adult with a shirt that's like, ask me about our new donuts. I'm like, this is like so degrading.
Oh yeah.
Like you gotta stand up now. And you're like, I'm 45. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
No. I have sciatica. Everyone's and a fake knee.
It was also in the suburbs. It was like in Oak Brook, so I'd have to take the train to the last stop, then take an Uber. And I was like, this isn't sustainable.
A smile is part of your uniform.
Yeah.
You got time to lean, you got time to clean. Let's get a sweep.
Man is actively bleeding.
Yeah.
He's bleeding through his eyes.
Yeah.
The next job I had was, I was a temp, but I one of our big clients is like the VA. And I would
read
through surveys the veterans filled out and scan them for homicidal and suicidal comments. And then if there was a homicidal or suicidal comment, I'd click 8 and I'd have to print it out. And then they'd be like, oh, it's an 8. And I'd hand it to a guy and he would just walk it somewhere
else. And then he would go and troll them on the internet. Yeah. The job. Like,
you won't, you bitch.
Yeah. You're not man enough to do it, pussy. Yeah.
Here's what gets me about the job. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The form wasn't, are you having any suicidal or homicidal thoughts? The form would be like, how's your knee doing? And they're so crazy. They'd be like, I'm going to kill myself when I go in this mall. Like, they weren't even asking.
They were written in the margin, usually. The thing is, they had to hire a whole other person to look. They're like, we always miss the suicide margins because they're getting onto them. They're like, don't give them any boxes. You give them a box, they're going to write kill something.
These guys are leaking death out of every orifice in their body. You mind cleaning that up and just letting them know if it gets messy?
They got a stick figure of a gun in their mouth. And
there's
you're
people
like, yeah,
there's someone who threatened to kill their doctor. Or like, they told me to kill people and all this shit. And then, you're just looking at that all day while making minimum wage and being suicidal yourself.
I remember you being like, I'm a little sad. And I was like, well, this isn't helping. Yeah. This is the worst job I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Would they ever follow up and be like, hey man, thanks for that 8. We
no, not at all. That's
or
also,
they'd be like, he'd call it 88. Call it 86, a doctor, because he killed the doctor.
They would never give you any sort of like update about it. It was very much, it was like Severance, except the people know what they're doing. They know the evil shit they're doing. Have you seen Severance?
No.
Dude, did you watch the new
great
episode?
Show. Yeah, I did.
Oh,
it's a great show.
Oh, it's, so good.
It's probably one of the best shows ever.
Okay, don't tell me anything about it.
Yeah, it's good.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, but
I'm
anyway,
looking for a new show.
You gotta watch it.
This is a good one.
Okay. It's about to put a drudgery in an office, and it very much fits. So I would look at that all fucking day. And
talk about
trying
scary
to
numbers.
Stand up comedy. Get off work and go bomb at an open mic.
And then I was watching your set like. 8.
That's gonna be an 8. Yeah, everyone's like, what the hell? It's like a parrot. I was just absorbing suicidal information all day.
They give you
going
sheet,
out screaming about people.
You know, sign you for your money, and you're like, I'm thinking of killing myself.
Yeah.
Wild. Mm-hmm. Well, at least it's all good news now.
Yeah, it's all
good. Everything's great now.
Can we talk about the Elon Musk doing the Sieg Heil at the Trump inauguration?
I thought he was just itching his nipple, and then he had a bug on his pant.
You know it's bad when you look like a nerd doing the Nazi thing.
Yeah,
like it's not that Nazis are cool, but he looked.
But they
so
are. You could make an argument they're kind of tough. Like they kill people. Like,
yeah.
You still looked like you were like asking for lunch money.
Yeah, it's such a loot. Like he hit his heart. He almost did that like Coke thing in Wolf of Wall Street, where he's like mum mum mum, and he like went like that, and one's like ugh, and you're like even then you're like you're the dominant race.
It was like stiff.
The superior. But, you're a loser.
You know what's crazy?
In South Africa, white South Africans even more of losers. You see their accent? They're like jiggly dwarf. I oppress people.
Bro,
you sound so stupid. You sound whimsical. You sound like elves, and you think you're better than other people.
You're South Africans.
White South Africans.
Bro.
That's not... White South African is like Dutch, English, kind of like...
Yeah, they say bro.
You would have said, I'm dark, MAGA. It's that.
they sound like the lamest people. It sounds like they got deported for being too lame for Europe. And they're like, just let them... Oh, go explore Africa. And they like close the door behind them.
Like, we've been sent on a special mission. They like us. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of you fucking weirdos.
Yeah, they all do have like minion voice.
What was he thinking? Like, it's not subtle.
Well, here's the thing. Here's my theory.
Did he do it twice?
He also did it to the... You know they make fun of Joe Biden for walking off? He saluted the wall for some reason.
I think it was the flag, right? I heard he did a Sieg Heil at the flag.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But we're done.
Dude, but here's my theory.
Yeah.
Because he is very autistic.
Yeah.
I think that was just... Look, no hate to... But one of the things of autism is you struggle with social subtlety. So all the other conservatives in there are like, man, we were trying to be smooth about it, call it America's golden age. And that was just him being like literally autistic and be like, yeah, I get what you're saying. I like Nazis. Like, being too autistic to pick up the subtlety of like, no, subtext, Elon.
America
subtext.
First. America first.
Yeah, and he was like, I know what you mean. Jews are bad. And it was like, fucking calm down, weirdo.
No. He's like, white. Yeah, whites are the master race. Like, he doesn't know how to do anything subtle.
It's like the same way when someone blurts out, like, I'd like your tits. Like, he's just saying what the other people were, like, suppressing. But also, I saw people, conservatives on Reddit were defending it, being like, well, he's autistic. And it's like...
You can't pull that out now.
Now you got sympathy?
You can't just be a Nazi because you're autistic. They weren't like, well, Hitler just wanted to count to 6 million. Like, that's not an excuse, you know? Oh, he likes trains. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure someone's done the trains joke. But, like, you know what I mean? It's like, that's not what that is.
I also hear he's, like, on a fuck ton of ketamine. That's, like, what they say about
Elon Musk.
They say that he's, like, snorting ketamine and tweeting all the time. Because if you look at his tweet behavior, it is, like, a coked up man. It's, like, at 3 a.m. It'll, like,
well,
look
that's
at
what
the...
Trump was doing. He was, like, well, it's 2 a.m. It's 2:35. It's 4 o'clock. And you could see his resentment. You could time. And then my favorite thing, when before he, like, the first time he ran, and my biggest argument was, like, dude, this is crazy. He likes all of his own tweets.
That's
whoa.
That's a dark person.
He writes and he's like, oh, this is so great. What a great tweet. I like it. I heart it. I love it. I love it more than my own children. And you're like, wow, that's...
I love it more than my own children. Yeah.
In fact, this tweet is now my next child. What a great tweet. And I'm just like, it is... That's a psycho behavior. Like, I understand people that like, they'll like their own stuff, but not first.
No,
I mean,
no. I don't know if I ever like my own stuff, both on social media or fundamentally.
Both. Yeah. I mean, it's. I mean, and I don't know what you thought about because I watched the inauguration.
I did not watch it. I picked up bits and pieces. I was on a plane.
I went and watched a documentary about Patrice Lumumba at the Film Forum, which I thought was he's the first president of the Congo that was assassinated by the CIA.
Okay.
Yeah. So I felt like that was good. I'm like, let's just. It was. It's always been evil. So you can see that. You're
well,
like,
Trump did say that it was fitting that he was inaugurated on Martin Luther King Day because he was gonna achieve his mission of making. I think he said we're gonna make his dream come true.
Is that what he literally?
We're
said?
Gonna make the. We're gonna unite the whites and the lesser than blacks and bring them together. Like it was very. This is my take on it. When he read the teleprompter, He sounded presidential. He sounded decent. He did say things that I didn't like, but it at least I go, I understand what he's doing. You know, there's a lot of things like he would say, drill, baby, drill, like that, and they won't stand up. And then he would say, there's only two genders. We're going to have two genders. And people would stand up. And those are the things I was like, all right, we don't need this. But then he went to the after party. And then he...
I heard that's where he came out. Yeah,
that's,
he basically went to his supporters afterwards and was like, hey, I had to be tame back there, but here's what's really fucking going on.
Now I'm
going to
tell you what I really think.
He was like, I wanted to talk about January 6th, but I didn't like...
These are patriots and Nancy Pelosi. What a bad person. And then he went through his resentments and he made fun of his wife's hat. And it was...
Honestly, literally maybe the one thing Trump has ever said that I agree with. The hat was weird.
Well, yeah, you know
the hat where her eyes are covered.
No, the hat was a smart move. Is to block... Him from kissing her.
He couldn't kiss her. It was a cock block from his dumb lips.
No, I mean, she would have put barbed wire all over her face if she could.
That's so funny.
She hates him so much.
Yes. So she
also this was clearly, she thought none of this would happen. She thought I'm going to hop on this wrinkly dick, get some papers and then get some money and he's going to die. I'm going to get something.
Right.
And now she has to pretend to she has to decorate the White House. She has to be in part of a committee now.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about any of that.
Yeah. She's. Yeah.
Those are the last real housewives in America. You mean we've kind of gotten rid of the 1950s housewife, like cooking and cleaning and blah, blah, blah. But if you're the first lady, they're like, why don't you put up some paintings?
Yeah.
And what if you told everyone to do a cartwheel?
Yeah.
That's not a job.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're how about you stay home and make the house look pretty?
Yeah.
And they're
my husband's the president. You get really into Pilates, but you got to be now it's for America. Yeah. We're all taking a Zoom class with mommy. Yeah.
Dude, it is. And so, that was pretty nuts. And then I went, oh, there he is. Then he came out. I was like, "Oh, there."
I couldn't bear to watch it. I think he's unfortunately the perfect representation of our country. But he's also, I think the only good thing about MLK, he is MLK for retarded people. he very much is though. Racist, he kind of is. He's like he's us. He's like, you could be like, I have a dream that you could be the dumbest person alive, will exist on base instinct, make every mistake possible, get away scot-free, and become president?
Yeah.
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 He is retarded Martin Luther King.
Yeah. He proves that, anybody,
yeah, he is like, he's like, if you're a dumb white person who's left a bunch of money, you could still be good at absolutely nothing. Literally rape someone.
He's also having affairs and people are trying to kill him.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean,
you might be right. He's the face of the worst movement ever.
Yeah, he's the face of, again, he's dumb whites. The dumb whites they've been, even though they haven't lost at all, they feel like they are because, they have to watch a Pixar movie with, a Filipino character or something. And they, that to them is the same as the Holocaust. Watching a commercial where someone is Vietnamese and they're like, what the fuck are we even doing?
Little Mermaid is black!
Yeah.
Gay couple in a Cheerios commercial.
Yeah. Can you imagine thinking that's the worst issue that's plagued?
Trans beer! Yeah.
The fact that it even said they have to oh, there's two genders and that's your big issue in a country where you could literally become bankrupt for trying to, if you have cancer.
Right.
And they're like, well, but we met, there's only two genders now.
Yeah.
Well, this someone's is, dying in a parking lot in Des Moines, Iowa, being like, at least there's only two genders.
Well, that's
closing their eyes as they overdose. They're like, at least I'll leave this world knowing there's only two genders in America.
A penis is a man.
And you're also like trans people have been here before. They'll never go away. It's trans people are real, but they're a small percentage of the population, which is why it's so insane that conservatives fucking care that much.
Totally.
There was some Bill Maher thing where he said that he quoted something that said 20% of Gen Z was trans. And I'm like, do you think the entire fucking country is red rovering their gender switching? What do you, it's not 20%.
I think they think maybe anyone who's different queer than them is trans.
Yeah, it's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, even if you hated this with all your heart, it's literally, you might never even... Well, you probably will.
Well, their whole thing is based on imaginary monsters.
Their whole thing
is based on
the immigrants are coming.
Yeah,
to take
from
the
their
jobs.
Own policies. Yeah, right. They literally imagine some sort of superhuman. There's someone who came from Chile and they have eight arms
and they're trans
and they're stabbing people with their eight arms and taking jobs while murdering. I don't know how they fit all that in.
Well,
it's
talked about the Panama Canal. He's going after that. He's
Yeah, what is he doing? He's renaming the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America.
He's also, we're also calling New Mexico New America.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. That seems like something.
Why, fucking why not?
Yes.
Yeah, no. Dumbest nation on the planet.
He's, but, you know, listen, we survived it. I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't know what to say about it. Yeah. I'm trying, you know, and I'm trying really, to yeah. not, you know.
Get doom and gloomy.
Yeah, I'm trying to not let it, like fuck up how I'm living my daily life.
I think you gotta just, like, help people in your real life, you know? Be part of a community, helps.
And I also want to be empathetic to, like, the millions and millions of people that bought into it that are getting only a different information, that it does speak to them, that he thinks that, you know, he's you know, whatever. I'm trying to be empathetic to these, the maggots, because I feel like it's sort of hypocritical to be like, well, you should die. You have a red hat. Like, I don't want to think.
No, they're going to get fucked over by these policies too. Yeah. Well, that's what's weird about, like, having like Trump or like fucking, what's his name? Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and those guys at the inauguration is I'm like, oh, if they're on his side, like, I think half, obviously racism is like racism and misogyny are like a huge issue in the country, but also misinformation is, I think, a lot of what led those people that way. They are, like, living in, like, a different reality than we're living in, because they're just consuming a different version of reality all day. And so to have those guys there, it was like, oh, you're just going to help. Like, you have, like, a whole fucking media machine now.
Do you understand what's crazy? A huge part of the population thinks Biden is an actor?
That's fucking insane.
I heard
that. But it's also, it's everything that they're like, the government's run by Jews who control the media and satanic pedophiles. And I'm like, you're literally describing yourself. No, like, you look at the days and you're like, you guys are rapists and there's a bunch of pedophiles up there. And also now you literally do control the media. Yeah. Like, you're everything that you accuse liberals of doing.
No, it's pure projection.
You are the snake people.
Also, it's like, you can't be like, I'm anti-establishment and then have, like, the five richest people in the world standing next to you. It's like, yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Also, can Jeff Bezos look any more evil?
That's his laugh.
It's like Lex Luthor head. His Lex Luthor sort of vibe head. Just, yeah, he shot himself to outer space. I mean,
yeah, they're really. And Mark Zuckerberg looks like one of those, like white kids on TikTok that gets a fade and starts going, like, facts. Like, he looks like that guy. Like, you know the Jim and Pam edit with the curly hair? Yeah, he looks like that guy.
100%.
What'd you do? He just put on a gold chain.
I saw that. That was embarrassing. And got on Joe Rogan and started talking about masculine energy.
What the fuck was that? Oh. You know who was at the fucking inauguration?
Who?
Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And then they have him on his podcast?
Yeah. So it was clearly a fucking thank you for helping me get elected.
It's also, you like, know, can't pretend to be, like, any sort of, like, I'm George Carlin, like, I'm calling out the system. The president, who's, like, the friends of the richest people in the world, essentially, invited you to his inauguration.
You don't
like,
get to talk about counterculture fucking ever again.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the president's bitch.
Insane.
This is counterculture. Having bunnies and cardboard sign in an apartment you share with three other people is counterculture.
Yes, dude.
There will never be anyone in charge of anything who likes me. No one, a manager of a Hardee's is coming for me, dude. You know what I mean? We're anarchists in the way that we cannot actually get ourselves together enough to have a hierarchy. we'll never be managers. This is it. Can you imagine us being invited to some sort of... Who would be...
Yeah, I couldn't be a fascist. I can't even control myself.
It would be like a guy... It would be like... Who was that dude who used to run with a boot on his head?
The Vermin guy? Vermin Supreme?
It would be Vermin Supreme. I want to be invited to Vermin Supreme.
That is...
that's a goal. 2025, put that on a vision board.
Hey, man.
Vermin Supreme. If you're alive still, come on the pod. God damn.
We gotta get...
Listen, I don't know who we get. We could get Vermin Supreme on this pod. I need to toot the horn.
100%. 100 fucking percent. Yeah. So take that, you know, Vermin Supreme? And Joe Rogan. We're going to go...
Doesn't know Vermin.
He's like an insane guy that ran for president for like 20 years in a row or something.
He would have a boot on his head.
Oh, I do know this guy. Yes.
Yeah.
What is he? He's Green Party?
I think he was Green Party. I don't know the Vermin Supreme's talking points off the top of my head. I do apologize. I normally save those for first dates.
He might be in the cabinet, like, I don't want to mention his name. but yeah, he's now in charge of the health department.
What's his name?
RFK.
Our
RFK.
Only hope is the brainworm hiding in RFK jumps out and eats Trump. Like, he actually had been taken over by an alien the entire time. He's like, I think I eat too much raw milk. And then worms are popping out from his chest.
And then Bernie rides it through the desert like, Lisa Nalgaim!
One percent. Do you think that's how he snores, Bernie? 1%. 1%. 1%. 1%. 1%. 1%. Which is weird because he is part of the 1%. He is super rich, Bernie.
But he lives in like a modest house, I think.
Does he?
I would say so.
I don't know enough about it.
I don't know.
I met him and I didn't like him.
Really?
Yeah, he was not nice.
What happened?
Well, I did the thing that probably the worst thing you could do, which like run up to a comic and be like, I have a joke for you. So I was like,
I have a policy proposal.
Yeah, literally.
No way, really?
I was like,
well, hey. Rich.
I was like, I'm just throwing this
well,
out.
Well, yeah,
there.
He wasn't.
I was like, what if we tax the NCAA and use that money for public education and teach special skills in poor neighborhoods? I'm just throwing it out there. And he was like, you want to take a picture or not?
Okay, but that's like if that's someone came up to me and was like, hey, put this in your little skits. And
that's
you're like,
literally what I just said. I said it's not good. I'm literally like, it's like, here's a joke. It was terrible. Yeah. But I was so concise. I thought
you did get it together.
I got it like, boom, boom.
Talking point.
I was like, boom, boom. Yeah. And he was just like, he was like rolling his eyes. And I get it. People do that to him all the time. So I take full responsibility. But he could have done the thing that,
this,
you know.
This feels like Vermin Supreme's origin story. Yeah. And you're like, and I knew someone had to run. You have to move on to disguise yourself. You could have been Vermin Supreme. That's like, you've never seen Rich and Vermin Supreme in the same room.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I'm going to run on that policy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, but
you ever thought about running for any sort of public office?
Oh God, no.
No,
I have a shady past. Are you kidding me?
No, I think that would help you.
Really?
I think that would help
you. The rough and tumble connections. Yeah.
I always thought if Hunter Biden, if he could distance himself from his family, I think he could have actually beat Trump. Because he's like, I'm just like you. I smoke crack. I hate my family. I'm hopeless. No matter how many times I say I'm going to change, I don't. I fuck strippers. He's like many of you, if your brother had a hot wife and he died, you would totally tap that. I'm a man of American 2025, and I am going to say that all of our dads should pay for our rehab, whether we want to go or not. First policy is a proposal.
That was a genius, dude.
He would have absolutely, yeah, because then Trump would have been like, you're a loser. And he's like, yeah, so is America. That's why I should be president. Because
I do math, you do math, we all do math.
He's like, I'm from an evil family. Yeah, the most moral thing to do is smoke crack and fuck strippers. What is that or work in Washington?
He's the only person who could make Trump look like a boring establishment politician.
Yeah. He's like high out of his mind. He has to answer a phone call in a really sketchy. He just leaves in the middle to like a weird person. He also has like as a razor phone for some reason. He has to
for real?
No, I'm just I'm saying if he was in the debate.
It's so I was like, I believe that.
He like asked the moderator to borrow $40. I'm totally good for it, America. I just, if I could get 40 right now.
Can we pause this debate? I have someone outside.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, no, my buddy's here. It's just a quick thing.
Real
quick.
I'm getting notes. I'm getting notes. $3,040,000, so I'm going to need to...
It's a quick 40 note, man.
Hilarious.
Here's a gym bag full of copper wiring.
For those who don't
know, all this copper wired in there, guys. We can get
it's,
it.
This is for manufacturing jobs.
Yeah.
So I think you could, dude, I think you could run.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. What would your big policy be, silly answers only, if you were running for president?
I feel like silly answers only.
Yeah. Because you named a serious one with the taxing and stuff, but this is more like clown stuff.
Okay, so every...
You're Supreme Emperor.
Okay, I'm Supreme Emperor.
Supreme Emperor.
Okay.
You say something, it's gonna happen.
Do you know those, what were those squishy things in, like, the 80s that, like, you just keep...
Oh, yeah, it's like a circle, it's, why the fuck
it's, like, blue, and there's a little fish inside, and you,
like... No, it's like, it goes, like, it's like...
A slinky!
A slink, it's close, but there's like one where you like, you can't, it just, it keeps going inside out, inside out,
yeah,
inside
yeah, yeah.
out.
It's like squishy full of liquid.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Mandatory. Every school must have one.
We put the squishy things back in schools?
Yeah,
squishy, we gotta put the squishy things are back in schools.
That's it. Everyone has to
have one. Always saying, America went to hell and we did two things. Took the prayer and the squishy things out of school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let's bring there's only slinkies. One gender, autistic.
Yeah.
Get these kids some sensory toys. Yeah, that's right.
There's two genders, autistic and Asperger's.
Apparently they stopped using
you either die on with Asperger's or you live long enough to see yourself become autistic.
Dude, they I think they stopped using the term Asperger's because it was Asperger was like a Nazi. And they were like, now they just call the whole thing the autism spectrum. But we can agree that Elon Musk does still have Asperger's.
Yeah, he's
he is the only guy that has Nazi autism.
He's probably Auschwistic.
That's fun. That's a fun one. Right? Put that on a t-shirt. Put that on a t-shirt. It's all in Times Square, bud.
Yeah, that's it.
What are we doing here, guys? Yeah. We're gonna make
merch.
Millions.
Merch. Yeah. Merch.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
he has so many kids too. He has like 30 kids. Can you imagine if that loser was your dad?
Elon Musk has 30 kids.
He has like 20 kids.
Jesus
Christ.
He's fucked
because he's part of this whole we have to repopulate whatever. What? Him and his dad, they don't like use condoms. They're like, we have to always spread our precious genes because we inherited a bunch of money.
Like a white supremacy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know a lot about Elon Musk. Did he inherit his money?
His parents had like an emerald mine in South Africa or something.
Oh, he's South African.
Yeah.
That's now. Yes, that's right. I knew them that. It's God. So he's like apartheid, bro. Yeah. Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
So that's makes. Okay.
I think his grandfather was actually a Nazi. I'm pretty sure.
They moved from Canada to South Africa because they liked apartheid.
Wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, tough.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes okay now.
Yeah.
Because he does sense. Have one kid that's totally disowned him. His trans daughter will like go online and talk shit and be like, "I fucking hate my dad," and they like don't talk anymore. And she'll like call him out on stuff. I feel bad. I think she might still be like a kid, but it's like very sad. But yeah, he has a trans daughter, and then he tweeted about her and was like, "She's been taken over by the woke mind virus and stuff."
She's like,
and
"I'm like, right here.
It's your fucking kid."
Can you imagine if you were like in the same room? You're like, Dad, I'm literally right.
Yeah, she's tweeting it while he's like, we're at breakfast.
Yeah.
This is awkward.
I get
it. Mine got more likes than yours, Dad.
Yeah.
How do you think Grimes is feeling right now?
That's tough. Imagine seeing your... I mean, honestly, you feel like you really dodged a bullet there. Imagine seeing your ex-boyfriend become an autistic Nazi. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tough. She what?
Grimes, the singer, has... I think they have two kids together.
God.
Yeah.
Is there any way to, like... Elon Musk your kids? Like, is there a way you can
de-musk
like,
your de-musk?
Yeah, we do need a de-musking device.
This is a great commercial.
Yeah, de-muskify.
Yeah, we need Nazi? A Neuralink that gets rid of the Elon Musk part of your brain.
Yeah. Like, are you driving a toaster that's really expensive? De-musk
yourself.
Shh. You know.
Oh my god.
It's a spray. Like you have that spray at the beginning of the Patreon one. Shh. De-musk.
Yeah. It does de-musk by celebrity spokesperson for
by Sanders. And that was the second thing I proposed to him.
The de-musk cologne.
Yeah, he ran away. He's like, I got to.
Right, I got to go. 1%.
It's going to be great.
Don't tell my assistant. 1%.
Oh, Jim. Well, you got to be out of here by 3:30, right?
Yeah, I got to go.
We're looking pretty good. But we have a big, big plug.
Yes. Rich is funny. On YouTube, my special, The Artist, comes out 1-2-3, January 23rd. Rich is funny. Please go there. Please watch it, share it, like it. I'm very proud of it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Get through at least the first 30 minutes. It's 33 minutes.
Amazing. Rich is hilarious. Check him out, everybody.
Yeah, Rich is funny. And you can also follow me on Instagram. And is TikTok back? Is it gone?
It's back.
Is it really?
It's back. Yeah.
Oh, it was 12 hours. It was gone. It was here. It was gone. Jesus. That didn't seem shady at all. Yeah.
Check out Rich's special. I'm going to be on the road. I got Dayton, Kentucky, basically Cincinnati coming up. Portland, Seattle, Corvallis, Toronto, Houston. Kenyon's going to be there for Houston. Come check it out. That's going to be really fun.
It's pronounced Houston.
And come see the... Come see the link is in my Instagram bio, the Punch Up Live link, and you can sign up to see when I'm coming to your city. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening to this or you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube channel because...
I'm putting out my crowd work special probably in the end of March, and it's going to be a really great time. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you should subscribe. And then Maddie will put out her special sooner rather than later.
And it'll all be cooking.
Yeah.
We love you. We'll see you next week.
Sweet.
Should we sing Heil or say goodnight? Good night.
Do you want to do one plug?
Oh, should you introduce me in the beginning?
I was going to say, let's do.
Hey, this is our guest this week. We didn't do that.
Let's do one thing. Yeah, and we can just ask Ben to put that at the front of it. Yeah. Welcome to the episode. Before we get started, this is our guest this week, Rich Ivanovich. Quick plug before we get into the episode.
Find me at Rich is Funny. I have a YouTube special coming out on 123, January 23rd at Rich is Funny. It's called The Artist.
Check him out. Enjoy the episode. And then, Ben, if you could just put that at the very beginning of everything. Great. Love you.
Thanks, Ben.